Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program, one of my favorite subjects, restaurant evangelism. Stay tuned for the entire program, and we'll show you how to do it. You know, I love prophetic evangelism. In other words, using the gift of prophecy to reach souls. And they love it. People on the streets, people out and about that don't know Jesus yet, when they're prophesied over a word of destiny and they feel the presence of the Lord, it changes their life forever often. And I remember the very first time we ever did prophetic evangelism on one of our outreaches. It was a little juice cafe that we went into and just set up a sign out front saying free spiritual readings. And we passed out these little brochures on the streets to all the tourists and said free spiritual readings at Booster Juice today. And when we opened up the booths for the prophetic readings, it was full of people who were hungry for prophetic words. In fact, there was so much of a lineup that people were waiting an hour in order to get their prophetic words. And we've seen that all over. Now, I think that one of the reasons why I like prophetic evangelism in restaurants is because why do people go to a restaurant? They go because they're hungry. And so they're hungry in the natural, but oftentimes you'll find them hungry in the spirit as well. But I think the main thing is that people really do want to know Jesus, even when they don't realize that they don't. They really do want to know their destiny, even if it hasn't landed in their heart yet. It's like when you start talking to them about their destiny, they do. I remember approaching someone on a street one time, and I said, you know, the Lord's just showing me something about your life and about what he has for you in the future. Would you like to know? And he said, yeah, I would. And after he got that word, he felt the presence of God touch him. He asked some more questions. We end up leading him to the Lord. And, you know, he said, I've never really been open to believing in Jesus before. I've never really believed. I've never had any patience for people that were out there preaching the gospel, but this was different. And it's because you're meeting a need that's deep on the inside of their heart. When we go out to reach people, our main ingredient for empowerment is the love of God. We're not going out to, you know, collect brownie points or something like that, or to see how many people we can hit up with the gospel. We're going out because we love God and we love those around us. And because we've been so touched by God and so touched by his love that we want to reach others with that love too. And when you go out in that kind of a motivation, you're not all stressed out or anything like that. You're just relaxed and you're just ready to go minister to the needs of those that you meet. And those ones that the Spirit leads you to minister to. And so it's just a matter of going out, first of all, in the love of Jesus Christ. Secondly, it's to go out in a walk with the Holy Spirit. It says in Romans that those that are led by the Spirit, they are the mature sons of God. And so when you're out to reach souls with the love of Jesus, you want to go out by being led by the Spirit, listening for his voice. And that's what we teach in our prophetic boot camps and in our school of extreme prophetic, in teaching and training people how to hear the voice of God. For the voice of a stranger we will not hear. But Jesus said, my sheep will hear my voice and they'll follow. So when you're just totally submitted to the Holy Spirit and you listen for him and you're in love with him and with people, it makes the whole issue of reaching souls very, very easy and fun. You just never know what you're going to experience out there. We've led so many waitresses to the Lord and people in restaurants. You have to be sensitive when you go in, sensitive to the Holy Spirit, sensitive to the needs of others, sensitive to the privacy of others. But as you follow the Holy Spirit, he will give you what you need. Now, I just want us to read a scripture and then we're going to go to a clip. In John 4, starting in verse 7, we read a scripture about Jesus being in Samaria. And he meets a woman at a well. He didn't meet her in a synagogue or at a temple or at a religious meeting. He met her at the well where people were getting water to drink. It was a place where they would draw their water so they could take it home and drink it or bathe in it or whatever. But Jesus met this woman at the well and he said, give me a drink. And when you're at a well, you talk about You know, what you get at the well, water. But the other thing Jesus did that we read about is that he prophesied over this woman. He gave her revelatory information. And she knew from what he said that he couldn't have known that unless he was a prophet, unless he was someone special. And that's what alerted her. You know, she was just going to get him water before that. But when he said that, it caused her to be drawn to attention. And she said, just a minute here, what's going on? Who are you? And he was able to reveal himself to her. Well, she came into faith, but not only that, after she came into faith, she got empowered and went out into the whole community and told all the men in the community about Jesus Christ. And then they went out to find out for themselves, and many of them believed as a result of the testimony of that woman. And so it is a wonderful story. But, you know, it's not isolated to just that woman at the well who was receiving a prophecy from Jesus and then going out and drawing others in. We see that all the time in restaurants and in cafes and coffee shops and all kinds of other places, because wherever people are, that's where Jesus wants to hang out. Wherever people are hungry in their spirit and thirsty for more, that's where he'll meet them at their need, at their point of need. And you know, he wants to use you. He wants to use the likes of me to go out and reach them. Well, we're going to show you a clip right now. We were in Salt Lake City, Utah, and we took a team out into a restaurant, and we were teaching and training them. So if you watch carefully on this particular clip, you'll learn how to do restaurant evangelism. The fellow on the clip that we ministered to, he was the waiter, and it turned out that we found out afterwards that he was a Mormon. And so when he says, I'm a believer in Christ, he doesn't mean Christ as we know it. It was, you know, there's a different Christ. And but we were able to preach the gospel to him and give him the nuggets of truth and the nuggets of faith and give him some really good input after that. So watch how it's done. It's a great instructional video, and you can go out in your neighborhood too, or in your city too, and reach people for Jesus Christ and have a good meal while you're at it.
We're out just in a public place right now, which is where a lot of prophetic evangelism takes place, is where people are. And it can just be so natural, you know, and everyone just has to find their own comfort zone. Like, how is the Spirit leading you? And we're going to take you into a restaurant. You know, restaurants are a great place to release blessing words. And basically, we just go in, we sit down, we have a meal. We ask the Holy Spirit, who can we bless in this place today? Show us who you would have us to minister to prophetically, and that you're going to give us a word for them. You're going to give us a word of blessing and a word of destiny for them, in Jesus' name. I just felt myself a leading towards Brad. Did anyone else feel that way, to maybe bless our waiter?
Yeah.
But I mean, there's other people sitting around us. You know, oftentimes you can bless your waiter, or you can, you know, just look around and ask the Holy Spirit to highlight a particular individual. You can either go to them with a word, or sometimes it works to start out with it written on a napkin. And you just can have a lot of fun with it. So, you know, be innovative, creative, and have fun with the Holy Spirit. We're just going to wait on the Lord, and he's going to give us special things for Brad to encourage his life. And just write them down, and then we can review them before we give them to him. And then God will give us the way that we're going to deliver it to him, too. He just gives us everything you need. You just have to follow the Holy Spirit.
I had to ponder it really for a long time and just kind of get out of my thoughts and just look at him and look at what I saw. You know what I mean? It's not always some big profound vision. So it just was the simple things, looking and seeing the compassion that he carries.
I think the biggest thing to do is just get past the anxiety. There's always going to be a little anxiety. I felt that when I sat down, you know, you see other people's napkins filling up and you're thinking, what am I getting? What am I getting? But just getting past thinking about it and just letting your sort of the eyes of your heart open up and look at him and see him and just receive.
But it was amazing. The Lord gave a few things as we looked at Brad, or as I looked at Brad, as I followed Patricia's instructions and just started to write things down, what was just a little part just became more and more and more and more. And by the end of it, it was easy. It was really easy. There was no intimidation whatsoever.
One of the reasons why it's neat to write down prophecies within a restaurant situation is because sometimes the waiters, especially at a lunch hour, are very busy, so they don't have time for you to sit and talk to them and explain the words and everything. But if they are too busy and they don't have time, we can just hand them the stack of serviettes or napkins with all the words on it, and they can read it after, and it'll touch them, because the word doesn't return void. It accomplishes everything it's sent to do. So I have some neat things for Brad. This is our waiter. I got that he was a real people person, and that God's given him favor, and that he's a really likable person, and that he's a man who's been blessed with a potential to not only define goals, but to fulfill them, and that he's at a bit of a crossroads right now concerning decisions for his future, and that some things that seem to be really clear in days gone by are a little bit hazy right now, and so he's looking for some clarity on decisions. So I put here that it would be good for him to look up James chapter 1 in the Bible, where it says if a man asks for wisdom, he'll receive it, and that things will get more defined for him as he does that. I also see that there is a mark of success over his life, that God has called him to success, and that there's going to be many doors of opportunity that will open for him in his life. And I saw a vision of a mountain, and he was climbing it. There's a path that he was climbing up, and the mountains represented a path or a journey that he's on in his life right now. It's kind of a bit of a climb, few obstacles to overcome, but he's staying focused, and he is going to accomplish his goal as he persists. And I also finally got that he was a great encouragement to people, and one of his gifts is to be able to call people up into greater things, into better things, into a better life. And I just put on the bottom of it, Jesus loves you. And then our extremeprophetic.com website, so you can go check it out, maybe read some Bible verses, get some devotion, some more insight into the Word of God. And so, okay, thank you. And so that's what I received for him. And what did you get? What have you got so far?
I see that he has a heart of compassion. I see that he's someone that puts others first, and it brings him joy to do that. I saw that he was longing for true purpose in his life, and he's not satisfied with the status quo. He really wants to find that thing. There's that hunger in him to find what he is made to do.
Cool.
I kept seeing books, and I wasn't sure if he was a student or not. I kind of got the sense that he might be studying something, whether he's actually at university or not. And I think a grace for learning is coming to Brad, and that a time of wisdom and impartation is going to come for him. And I also think that he's a person who has real honesty and integrity, and that those things are important to him, and that he walks in those things, and that he values them in others. And then the scriptures I got for him were Psalms 3, 5, and 6, Jeremiah 29:11, and Ephesians 2:10.
There's just a real genuineness about him, and a real kindness, and a sincerity that you don't see, and he wasn't putting on a show saying, well, I'm going to play for tips or anything. It was just, there's just a real genuineness about him and in his heart.
What I believe is that he possesses the heart of a Daniel. There's a Daniel destiny on his life. He's a no compromises type of person. He's a man of conviction. He's had unusual experiences, dreams, premonitions, deja vus, know that he knows types events when he's in the midst of them. I see him as a counselor. I see him actually counseling a younger generation and encouraging them. He has a unique bond with the elderly. He really loves older people. He's attracted to them, and he's got a true love for them.
We're at this class thing, and we're learning how to hear about destiny words for people, and so that we can hear from God about a person's destiny over their life and the blessings. And so we just were taking these down, so we wrote them on our napkins.
Oh, right.
I got pages of it here. We've all got pages. Look at this. Pages and pages.
You guys are awesome.
That's great.
And it's like, and it tells about how God's given you favor, how he opens doors for you, how your life is destined for success,
yeah.
And how his grace is going to be there for you, and wisdom, and just different things about things that you like and what God has for you, and it's just awesome.
That's nice of you guys. Thanks so much.
What do you think of all that?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think that's really nice. Absolutely.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Can I ask you if you could read over some of these and come back in a few minutes and let us know what you think?
Yeah, you bet.
Because we got to be tested.
All right.
You got to let us know how we did.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks,
Brad.
Right? What's great about doing it like this is that when we do it as a group, for one person, it encourages but also reinforces, because you know you'll hear something, you'll write it down, but you also maybe hear a part of something and somebody else will get it, and you flesh out each other's ideas, and it helps bless the person with a total reading from God, but it also gives each of us encouragement. Like, I kept seeing an old woman with Brad, and I wasn't sure what it was, if it was his grandmother or something, and Billy got something about how his heart for older people.
Did you get a chance to read them?
Yeah, absolutely, I did. Definitely, I mean, a lot of them are like, absolutely, I'm young and I have a lot of decision making, and certainly, I mean, with like marriage and school and career and stuff, so there's a lot of future in my life, so I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, you're a winner.
I'm a believer in Christ, so it's awesome. Amen. Thanks, you guys, I appreciate it, thanks.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm actually studying gerontology, so I'll be working with the aging population. Yeah.
Did you read that?
Yeah.
A lot of times people think that they really don't have anything to offer or to give, but you really do. You just need to step out of those fears and just take those initial steps. And watching his response and seeing that it spoke to him was really powerful. So anyway, I know it's something that my husband and I will do more often.
So anyways, there you have it. It's easy just to be a blessing. You see, Abraham was blessed by God so that he could go and be a blessing. And that calls on us today. You are blessed so that you can go out and be a blessing. So go be one somewhere.
We're going to take you to a clip right now where we were at a restaurant with a group of friends just in between sessions at a conference, and we were able to lead a girl from China who had never heard the gospel before to Jesus Christ.
We're praying for a divine encounter, a divine appointment, as we're bringing Jesus into the restaurant. Right? We're going to bless our waitress with a prophetic word. And so get a prophetic word and write it out. There you go. What I got for Avi is she has a very bright mind, and especially in the area of music. And she also likes to express herself in dance, although that hasn't been fully released yet. And that she has a very delicate and precious heart and compassion for people. But because it's so delicate, it can be hurt easily too. And I sense that there was times when she'd been put down by others through words. And I had a sense it was maybe men in authority, or like her father, or maybe others in authority. But I didn't write that down on the paper because I thought that might be a little bit too difficult for her to absorb. But I said, Jesus never puts you down. Jesus never puts you down, but he loves you very much with an everlasting love. And I also saw books. I saw a vision of books, which means education to me, and that I believe that she's desiring it, an education, or needs a way made to go to the next notch in the area of education, and that God's going to make a way for her. And I put on the bottom of my napkin, I put extremeprophetic.com so that she can go on there and get more information about Jesus. Avi is from China, and she's only been over here for a few years, and she misses her homeland. But we were talking with her a little bit before we sat down for a meal, and so she misses her homeland. She's happy to be here, but she's from China, and so we're just believing that the love of Jesus Christ is going to touch her in a special way.
What I got for Avi is she's a hard worker, and she's taking care of all the people right now, and I got from God that she has a financial breakthrough because she has a desire in her heart to do something, you know, like rather than this job. She wants to do more things for God and more things for her life, so God will give her a financial breakthrough.
So now that we've kind of all gathered together our words, we're going to stack them together and so that she can look at these later, just in case she doesn't have time now. But we're going to bring her in and just see what God does. So we'll go get her now. Here she is. Yay! Avi, we want to thank you very much for serving us. And a few moments ago, you brought us these little biscuits that have your blessings in them, right? Well, guess what we did? We wrote down a whole bunch of blessings for you.
You.
And
you.
These are from the heart of God for you. We are Christians, and we prayed to God, and we said, God, do you have special blessings for Avi? And then we wrote them all down for you. And it's such special things. And it talks about God showed us that you're a person who has a lot of compassion and that you are very good to people. You have, you know, a delicate heart and and you're a servant and you love to serve people. He showed us that you have a bright mind, a very bright mind, and that you desire education and that he's going to make a way for you to get the areas that you need. It's in here. We wrote it down for you.
Thank you.
And also that you have a very tender heart, and because of that, you know, it can be hurt easily too. And I sense that at times some words that were spoken that kind of put you down a little bit, that made you feel bad. But Jesus said he never puts you down, he only brings you up. You know, he only speaks good things to you. And so there's all kinds of blessings in here. Have you ever heard about Jesus before?
No.
Jesus is God, and he came to make us one with God.
Yeah.
And it says in the Bible that he comes and he knocks on the door of our heart, and that if anyone invites him to come in, he comes in and gives us a brand new life, an abundant life. And so we believe he directed us here today to meet with you, because he's God and knows everything about your life. And he's at the door of your heart, and he's knocking, and he'll come in if you want him to and bring blessing to you. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you like to do that right now?
Maybe next time.
Okay, Avi. Okay. Sally, she wrote down there that you have a need of more finances, and so she's praying that God's going to give you more finance.
Oh, okay.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do you know where you're going? Do you know? I
went
to the school, maybe you don't know. It's Indian. It's not Indian. It's all Chinese. It's all Chinese. Oh, is it? It's
Well, she likes to study more about her English as well, and also her education course by in here.
And music.
She has her desire too.
And maybe music.
Music.
那你们什么时候还会再来吗？
我不知道。 She was asking when are we coming next.
Maybe we miss you guys.
Yeah.
She also go to church in China every Saturday.
But she didn't hear the gospel though.
你知道主耶稣吗？知道，知道，因为有去过有听讲。你要不要他主耶稣跟你一起？祷告，我们祷告。可以，可以啊。Yeah, she wants you to pray for her.
Wow. This is cool. Okay. Oh, this is exciting. Like, oftentimes, like, just because you go to a church doesn't mean that you're close to God. Because you can learn about God but not know him. It's like you can read something about a person but not know them. So this is how you get to know God. You invite him to come into your heart and make him your Savior.
Okay.
So you can repeat after me.
Okay.
Lord Jesus. Just say it out loud after me.
Okay.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to come into my heart.
I ask you to come into my heart.
And forgive me of all my sin.
I forgive me of all my sin.
And give me a brand new life.
And give me a brand new life.
I believe. That you are my Savior.
You are my Savior.
And you died on the cross for my sin. And I call you now.
And I call you now.
My God.
My God.
My Savior.
My Savior.
Amen. Whoa. Wow. How do you feel?
It feels good.
It feels good. And when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, uh-huh. He writes your name in what's called the Book of Life. The Bible talks about a book of life. Oh, okay. And he writes your name in there.
Oh, okay.
And it's in heaven. It's recorded in heaven.
Oh, okay.
And the Bible also says that when you receive Jesus as your Savior, then all the angels have a party for you. Oh. All of heaven has a party.
So nice.
Yes, it's very nice. And then all of us are like one because we all believe in Jesus. That makes us all one. So you're part of our family. Can I have a hug?
Thank you so much.
You know what, Avi?
Yeah.
God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
Thank you, guys.
I have an awesome Ask Patricia question today. I love this question. It says, Patricia, do you think it is appropriate to approach people in a restaurant? Doesn't that invade their privacy? And I'm very happy to answer this. You know, I think we have to be really sensitive. I really do. Sensitive to the needs of the people, sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And how many of you have been around a place where Christians just are in your face, they're obnoxious, they're loud, they're you know, invading people's space? And that's not necessarily God, although sometimes he calls his people to be demonstrative. And if the Spirit does, then do it. I know of an evangelist who moved in the power of God, and it was one of those old-time revivalists that would get up on top of chairs in restaurants and shout, Jesus is Lord, you know? And if the Spirit tells you to do that, then it's going to bear some good fruit, isn't it? You know, because that whole restaurant that he was in was just captured by the presence of God as it flooded in. But there's other times when people do that you don't see that kind of fruit at all. So, yes, I think that you have to be very sensitive to the privacy of others. If you know, a group of people go out to a restaurant and they're trying to have a nice meal and time of fellowship together, and all of a sudden their space is invaded, instead of making them more favorable towards the gospel, they could start to despise the gospel. They, you know, instead of favoring Christians, they could despise us. So we have to be very sensitive to follow the Holy Spirit. He knows everyone's heart. He knows the timing of things. He knows when people should be approached and how they should be approached. And there's subtle ways of doing it and gentle ways of doing it. And you need the wisdom on how to follow him into those kind of encounters. So if you use the wisdom, which is first pure, then peaceful and easily entreated and all that good stuff, you won't run into any problems. But he does want us to reach out. He does.